Praise the Lord. Welcome to Deep Thought Proverbs with your host and author, Dr. L.T. Bryan. The purpose of this program is to help the individual perfect a good conscience toward God, themselves, and their fellow man. And now, the thought for the moment with your host, Dr. L.T. Bryant.
There is a Proverbs that says, complimenting others doesn't take from you. Sometimes people are afraid to give compliments to other people because they feel as though it takes from them, or they feel inferior, or they're fighting envy and strife. And they think that another man's blessing is their sorrow, their woe. I once had a brother say that one day. I was talking about a brother that had got blessed, and the brother said, "Man, another man's blessing is just another man's sorrow and woe." I looked at him and I said, "I'm sorry you feel that way. Because the Bible instructs us to rejoice with them that rejoice. Yeah. Weep with them that weep. Also, you reap what you sow. So why not plant words of encouragement everywhere you go? Because in complimenting someone else, it doesn't take from who you are. You're only recognizing that which is, giving honor to whom honor belongs. And then you reap that. So we ought to be able to, with joy, compliment someone. Say, hey, you did a good job, or that was very nice, or you look nice, or I appreciate you. Without feeling as though you're taking from yourself. Because you're not. You're simply complimenting someone of the attributes and the character and the blessing that they receive and that they are. That's not taken from you at all. You're only recognizing what he is and what you see upon another individual. You're complimenting them based on their achievements, their character, their blessings. Got nothing to do with you. So it's not taking anything from you. You're simply encouraging them to do what they do. So remember that.
And this is your Deep Thought Proverbs for the moment. Until next time, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.